This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Dean Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for Breaking Bad. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest Breaking Bad news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off and the buzz continues, it's AfterBuzz TV for Breaking Bad.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV, Breaking Bad Season 4, Episode 8, Hermanos. I can't even believe I'm saying it's Episode 8 already.
I know.
I'm joined by...
Kevin Undergaro here with...
John Comerford here.
And we're going to be breaking tonight's episode down. Very intense episode.
You can't believe it's episode 8 on the one hand. Yeah. And as much as I want this to go like 50 episodes, like I'm so anxious to get to resolution with this at the same time.
Yeah. I know.
But my goodness, it's amazing.
Ugh. All right. Well, we shall start with Hank. I know that I watched the last couple episodes. I have not been in studio. I've been watching them on planes or, you know, the day after. But last episode ending on Hank going to the DEA
and saying his case.
Friend who's been donating all of this money to you could be who we've been looking for all this time. And all of them, you know, not believing it, obviously, but kind of having to follow up on it was interesting. But, you know, you see this, you believe that this could be. You believe that people could completely overlook somebody in their presence. Yeah. Like, you could be a murderer, and I would never know that, John.
Well, I hide it well.
Yeah. But the meeting with the DE agents tonight in this episode was great because, again, you know, Gus just surprises you and just instantly knows how to handle it.
Yeah, an amazing. Yeah, he knew what, 3 steps ago. Okay, they're gonna call me in, so I gotta have my story ready. He's already got all that figured out, and you could see that the DEA, everybody but Hank, was so ready to believe him. They don't want to think that this guy is at all a drug. Mm-hmm. That upsets their apple cart. And then what are we gonna do if that guy is? They don't want that. They want their drug guys to be, you know, look a certain way, act a certain way. They don't want to be a pillar of the community because then the fabric of society starts falling apart.
Well, and there's photos of this guy giving
shaking
a big
hands,
checks.
Giving him checks.
Nothing good's coming out.
Right under their own noses, and they overlooked it. I mean,
but I love that, you know, when they said, you know, listen, you have the right to have representation here. And he's like, well, I wouldn't see why that would be necessary. Yes. Of course, I don't know what I'm here for.
He is worthy of these shoes that he wears. That he fills these shoes all the way. I mean, this guy, there's a reason that this guy, if Walt is making $7.5 million a year, just imagine how much money he's making. And he's a pretty bright guy. But I'm seeing more similarities now than ever between him and Walt.
Oh, my God.
Especially when we go to the flashback. And I don't want to jump
ahead,
though.
We'll get to that scene, but that
was
so
interesting. This is a great shot here, that little foreshadowing of the...
Of the water.
The water and the red and the water.
The opening of the show.
That was throughout the whole show, the red and the green. And may I applaud the cinematographer on this show yet again. That chair shot in the beginning.
Yes, I just saw it.
The chair.
I mean,
the eeriness of that too.
It's shot and this show like nothing else.
But Maria, also like just the sound design.
Yeah.
All you're hearing is that drag. It was the only time I've ever seen that is in, if you guys remember, Sling Blade.
Sure, absolutely.
Remember when the psychopath patient, he just pushed his chair along slowly toward Billy Bob Thornton, Anyway, it's crazy. great stuff.
I love, though, you know, Hank waited to tell everybody about that whole no one has any record of you thing till the end. It was like, all of you, great. Right. He has an excuse for everything. What about this? And you see Gus kind of squirm, which was awesome.
Right.
And he's like, I'm sure if you keep digging, you'll find me. How poignant.
Yes.
How freaking poignant was that?
That's amazing.
Because it's true. He's going to find
him. He's going to keep digging, and he's going to find him.
Right?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
Aren't you going, who the hell was he in Chile?
Right.
Who is he connected to? Is he part of the Pinochet family? I mean, what are they trying to say? So that I'm just dying. I'm going, okay, great. Now I need to know the whole backstory.
But I just love, like, and what a dumb cop, obviously, is like, well, you know, he said, you know, I didn't believe him until he said the scholarship thing. Well, have you looked into the scholarship? Yeah. And then later the other guy was like, I'm going to look into the scholarship, you know?
Yeah, so. And it just, you know, he had it wrapped up nicely, but not too nicely. So you can obviously see how, and again, those guys didn't want to think that he's not a drug dealer. He can't be. I mean, come on.
He's
this
so
guy?
Sweet. Oh, yeah, look at him. If he was a drug dealer, he'd be nervous and have a lawyer.
He owns fast food restaurants. I mean, come on.
He's not a drug dealer.
But
he's the best.
The greatest was afterwards, the scene where he's like,
yeah, just that little
finger twitch.
Yeah, exactly.
Just tapping the finger, we finally see the emotion.
Nervous, angry.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit of leak in, a little tell.
I said a crack in the foundation of Gustav.
A tell.
Yeah. So it was good. Really, really cool.
Something simmering. Nice.
And, you know, you wonder with the DEA agents, do they just want to believe it? Like, I feel like the captain really wants to believe it. And I think they're all trying to convince each other
that he's not.
Yeah. But don't you think that they would have a little
doubt?
There's
one side to me that goes, man, they're really making them look like a bunch of dumb cops.
Yeah.
And cops, whether they're dumb or not, they're one thing, and I know from having it in my family, what I'm saying is that they're not dumb.
No.
Yeah. I mean, they can be dumb, but they're all very cynical. Everyone is guilty. They're not he looks okay to me. I mean, like, they look.
That's a generalization, not
right.
every
so,
cop.
So, whatever. Okay.
No, but
so,
yeah,
Northeast but was, cops.
But you're
saying. Well, their job is to enforce the law.
Yeah.
It's not there to, you know, it's there to enforce the law. It's there to. And please, can I just reach out to my fans from the Jersey Shore for the 10 of them that are listening?
Yeah, you go right ahead.
Okay, a little sidebar.
Did you tweet them to listen?
A little sidebar right here.
Did you tweet them to watch?
No, I will. When it's not, I usually send them to the downloads.
Tweet them to watch our show after we're off the air.
No, to the Maria, do you know we have downloads on iTunes? Did you know that?
Move on.
Yeah.
Thank you. Carry on. Anyway.
So I'm just saying, when you get pulled over by a policeman or a policeman calls you for questioning, know that they're there to bust you. Because that's how they get their star in their forehead. They don't get their star in their forehead from necessarily getting the truth. They get it from the bust.
Yeah.
So from where I sit, yes, they're all there to bust you. And so that's why for me, seeing them be so cordial and just, no, they usually, the police that I've known, they've got one eye on everybody.
Yeah, I'm not.
And that's why they generally only get along with fellow cops.
I think they did
cops.
That more or less just to put Hank against everybody.
Right. Okay, so writing wise, yes.
Yeah.
But let me say why I think it's okay. I didn't buy it. It was like, God, I buy all the writing on this show. Mm-hmm. What works for me, and it might be a stretch, is the fact that there would be so much embarrassment, John.
Yeah, that's
the shaking hands with this guy, the taking pictures with him.
They don't want to believe that.
This would be a mess.
Which to me is all the more reason for them to investigate him thoroughly to make sure that they haven't been shaking hands with a drug dealer.
But yeah, you would think that that's the way we go. But I think the first reaction is, I don't want to believe this, nor do I want this headache.
Yeah.
Oh my God, can you imagine?
Denial is a beautiful thing.
Exactly. I think that's a very natural human reaction. I think it is for cops as well. I think the one guy saying, well, I'm still going to look into this. So that was kind of a nod to you, is that he's still kind of suspicious, but I think they really don't want to believe this. It's too crazy, but I think that once they just need a little bit more evidence. Once they see it, they're gonna go,
oh, and Hank's gonna get it. I love Hank taking Walt for a ride. Los Pollos Hermanos.
I mean,
and he's like, I want you to put a monitor under the car.
So did you guys think at that point?
Because I died.
Let's back up. At the dinner at Walt's house.
Right.
Very interesting. Hank. It's one of the first times I've seen Hank not at the head of the table.
Yeah.
You know, in a dinner scene with the family.
Yeah, but weren't they at Hank and Skyler? Weren't they at Walt and Skyler's?
Yes. But I'm saying I've never seen.
Yeah. I've never seen him have dinner at their house. I'm still sticking to my point.
Walt at the head of the table. He's at the head. Right. And if you look, again...
he's in charge. Remember what he said at the opening
and
of
Hank,
the show?
And Hank's trying a little bit crouched down. And when Hank said, no, I don't... You know, the wife said, no, he's not talking about it. It was like, oh, is he on to...
Yeah, me. Yeah.
I was thinking, damn, oh no, is he on to Walt?
That's what I thought.
And so. When they're driving together, take a ride with me. I thought for sure he's on to him.
Yeah.
Again, a lot of cops are always suspicious, always one eye on somebody. I was like, I think he's finally got, he's on Walt.
But here's what I was thinking is that just like the cops didn't want to believe Gus was involved, they just don't want to. He does not want to think Walt is at all involved. Right. That would ruin his worldview.
And he proved that he has no idea that Walt could be anywhere near this in the parking lot when he said, he goes, I know this stuff makes you so uncomfortable.
He looks at him such a nerd. Like a nerd.
There's no possible way it could be him. Just so we have these images that we don't, and we put them in the pigeonhole, and that's where we want to keep them.
And how much do we all cringe when Walt's... when Walt's previous words to Hank came back to haunt him.
Oh, yeah.
He goes, it made me keep at it with him. Oh, my God.
He said, when you said to me...
I wrote that down.
He's probably not the
not
guy.
The guy behind
And that was that moment where Walt's ego got in the way. Yep. And
His cockiness gets him into trouble.
It was more he wanted credit for the... He was mad that Gail was getting the credit as the super genius.
Yeah, I'm not.
And once again, I'm being skipped over. Yeah. Nope, I'm the genius.
Yeah.
Well, And then the double feelings, like, oh my God, I'm going to get caught. And then, oh my God, I now am putting Hank in a position. Mike's in the car over there.
Yeah.
Gus is inside.
They all
know I'm in here. And this guy's going to get killed.
Yeah.
He already almost got killed because of me. Yeah. And now he's about to get killed again. Like, there's no way that I'm going to be able to save Hank in this
situation. And that reminded me again of what Skylar said. I'm here to protect the guy who's protecting my family.
Yeah, I'm here to protect the family from the person who's protecting the family.
Because that's what he's getting everybody in trouble.
And by the way, another side note, I said this to Maria about us and our relationship.
What'd you say?
Remember I said, you know, Maria.
You say a lot of things, Sonny. I said,
you're protecting the family from me, the guy protecting the family. I was like, that's kind of eerie. Great line.
Wow.
By the way,
I thought I loved the shot when they're in the car and then you see this car slowly parking and right away I'm going, oh shit.
Who is it? Yeah.
Mike. And there it was. There it comes Mike. You know, oh man, that's awesome. Just sitting there looking
Phil.
If I may jump in, I don't know if I'm too late on this point, but in what you guys were talking about, Hank and Walt, there's an awesome movie, Double Indemnity from the 1940s. Mm-hmm. And, there was a guy who was basically like Walt, and there was a guy like Hank, and let me just read the quote from the movie. Know why you couldn't figure this one out, Keys? I'll tell you. Because the guy you were looking for was too close, right across from your desk. And then the guy, Keys, responds, closer than that. Mm. So I feel, you know what I mean?
So, yeah. Phil, I'm sure I've seen this film. Who was the stars?
Let me look.
Look at my IMDb. It's my turn of classic movie month of February.
Well, it's funny because we open the show, the opening says so much, and he opens it by saying, screw everybody, screw everything, you're in charge. Right. I'm in charge. And so he still is maintaining that, like...
So we jumping onto that subject, Maria?
That, no.
Can we jump onto Walt?
I'm talking about Walt.
So jumping onto that, I think that's a really big scene, him in his cancer treatment.
And that's what I'm saying. So he's continuing thinking that he's in control, and he's so not in control.
I know, that's what he desperately wants.
Which is why everything keeps going wrong. Yeah. Relinquish so command, even though he can't.
No. I didn't look at it like there was some irony that he's not in control. I looked at it as... This is a man who's whose ultimate quest is to have ultimate control and therefore be the cartel, be the boss.
Yeah.
Oh.
And he's inching closer and closer to that goal. And he's saying to this guy, F you don't roll over.
Yeah.
I did. I rolled over to my partner years ago, lost my fortune. I rolled over at every turn in my life and came up with the short end of the stick. And I have this disease because I worked for a company that gave me cancer and my kids handicapped. Like, came up with the short end. And now F this. F life. F what they tell you. F what the rules are. It doesn't have to be like that. You can take control. You can be the man. Because look, I'm living proof of it. I'm $7.5 million a year large. And I'm going to get larger. Well, he gets,
that's not what's happening. That's what he wants to happen.
Well, but it is, John. He's getting closer and closer. Now, he stumbles along the way, but it's, these things continue to happen where he continues to grow in power.
Is that it's his struggle because he says that he's in control, but he's so not. Yeah. He goes to work and he's got things watching him. That was the great juxtaposition.
That's why I think it's double.
Let's give Vince Gilligan credit, and we all had mentioned it,
yeah.
is the following scene is that exact thing. You're the one in control. And they did a rear shot of him and the patient with the poster that says stick together.
Yeah.
And then there he is alone, not sticking together, but at work, not in control, being fought, watched by a camera, putting on this yellow
clown suit.
Exactly. But that's but that's what he's fighting for.
That's what he wants.
And I've said from season one, he's going to get it. That's going to be the ultimate irony.
Walt?
Yeah, he's going to get the control. He's going to be the man.
And I say that he's going to get the illusion of control because really it's not. He's not.
Well, no one in life is control because we all have the death sentence, and he said that. But what I said there's going to be an ironic end, and I hope I'm not putting it out there so the writers go the other way with this. But I'm rooting for Walt. I've been rooting for him from season one. I see him as the hero, not the.
We all want him to win.
Well, a lot of people don't. He'll always have struggles. No, Maria. A lot of people.
Yeah, they kind of see him as a person who's killed a lot of people.
Yeah, and he's almost a mass murderer.
A few callers who've said, "Yeah, I'm not liking Walt so much anymore. I like Jesse."
Walt hasn't one-on-one killed anybody yet.
Yeah, he's been so responsible by his own hands.
Okay, we're gonna give him that. Well, except the people he ran into with the car. I think they died.
Yeah, he ran over.
Took them out of the car. So
that's questionable.
But that wasn't by his own hand, really. That was by vehicle.
Those were tires.
Exactly.
You know, let's talk about Jesse for a minute, because Jesse went from the beginning of the season, from being crazy and partying and to the last episode, painting his walls, cleaning up his apartment. Now his apartment's pristine. He went to visit that girl. Mm-hmm. I mean, they didn't elaborate on it, but he did. And he seems to be kind of cleaning up his act. He seems to be a little more clear and more focused.
Right.
And he seems to be on Walt's side more than he was earlier in the season. Mm-hmm. Earlier in the season, he was alienating himself. And now he is like, I do want to do this, but he's terrified to do it to Gus.
Yeah, well, I think he's terrified to do it, Gus, because I don't think he knows how to do it. And the one thing he had to do it, and I think he's trying to talk himself out.
And John, what do you make of him not mentioning the message about the text message he received?
Well, I think that's all part of the wedge that we're continuing. I even though he may be on Walt's side, they're not together. Not like they were.
No.
And the wedge that's been put there is really getting wider.
And by the way, you guys, they've only had a few moments in five seasons where they've been together.
No. Yeah. They've only been out of the dysfunctional couple. Yeah, and it's really a father-son dysfunction.
It really is.
Thing.
They
that's
love each other, and they're very deep down loyal, but they hate each other.
Always disappointing Walt. Always. It's a classic father-son thing.
And vice versa.
Exactly.
And also, it's funny because they're obviously trying to drive a wedge between Walt and Jesse when Mike says to him, I think you're trusting the wrong guy.
Right.
Now they're trying to mess with Jesse's head. Now you see in the preview for the next episode, he's like, if you kill Walt.
Yeah.
Because again, dysfunctional relationship, you're not going to kill my dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's still my dad at the end of the day.
Which I wish they didn't show that in the preview. Because I wish I was left.
We don't know. Okay, but let's be fair. We don't know the context.
Yeah.
So they always do that. They always go, what?
And it's something else. So we don't know that.
So how did Jesse change?
I feel there's a parallel between Jesse. There are great parallels between Jesse and Walt. I think the one difference is Jesse is fundamentally a more decent human being. He's not as poor Walt with the cancer. Everything else is becoming so perverted.
Yeah.
But I feel like where they're similar is in their talents to cook, in their brain power, and in their wills. So I think you see with Jesse, he actually had the courage. He shook when he pulled the trigger, but he did it. Walt has been shaky in his moments, but has come up big and done what he's had to do. And then at the same time, he's come through for he. At the same time, he's he reacted to the killing, so he was very guilty because he's human. Mm-hmm. But then once he flipped the switch,
yeah, once he realized who the game was,
right? He now put that into his work.
Yeah.
So
and he even
he's cleaning up the place.
He
painted his own place. Didn't hire anybody, which he could have.
And what was the line he said? No, he's going to kill me if he thinks I'm a liability.
Exactly.
So he really knows the playing field.
Right.
He knows what's going on.
Even though Walt wants to think he's naive.
Yeah, and he's not naive.
And the decency, and I think,
but he is innocent. In a way, because he does kind of believe that they see
they like
something
him,
in
yeah.
him.
Yes,
well,
he does.
So he doesn't want to think that somebody,
especially a kid that had nothing growing up.
He does.
Didn't have
but
any kind
but,
of that.
But right, because it's like no one ever praised him.
Exactly.
So like, you know.
And,
Walt, by the way,
pseudo father figure doesn't praise.
This
him.
Is a classic mafia gang trick. Classic.
Yeah.
Where
yeah.
they this is what they do with people.
Make
this is
feel.
Their technique. Is they you're part of our family. We appreciate
right,
you.
Exactly.
Your family didn't.
They don't. But we.
But
do.
What's so interesting is why Jesse seems so aware is that even though Gustav said that to him, he has come back and taken the poison,
right.
and was at least last show hunting down, you know, eyeing up Gus, in those moments to kill him. So he buys it a little bit, but he's grounded.
That's
he's very
think,
self-aware.
Yeah. It's so conflicted because he does want that. There's a part of him that. Child that never got it wants that attention, wants that assurance, all that kind of stuff. But he also knows he's going to kill me, and if I don't kill him first,
right.
I'm dead.
And when you know, and seeing this, the girl that he's supporting, I think we're looking at
the
kind of his
future.
Yes,
yeah, and that's what he sees. In
you
it.
Know, I had
a way out. Maybe
I had a question for you guys. What did you make of? And maybe it's this is just a throwaway. Maybe it doesn't mean anything in the greater scheme of things. But I still would like to see what you guys think. There's a last shot of Saul in the car watching Jesse.
He looked like he cared.
Yes. What was going through Saul's mind when Jesse is caring enough about this girl to give money that maybe he goes into the car and he's just, and Saul is looking in his rearview mirror, he's looking at Jesse leave the car and he kind of, go ahead, Maria. He puts on this, his face has emotion on it. I'm trying to figure, it's coming up and we have it here in the studio.
What's your take?
He sees something in him.
Yeah. Nice.
I think you know, that
something
he sees
human,
something
Maria?
Human and something sweet about him because look at the two guys. It's ironic. They're both giving away all their money.
Right.
Not all their money.
And here's the look.
To,
that we're speaking of not coming up.
To both
here it is
to
right
other
here.
People. You know?
No, and it's coming
that's
right up
line.
After the. Interesting.
You know, for me, it was, this is just what I took from it. As crazy as Saul is and as twisted as his logic is sometimes in terms, well, I mean, his logic is actually quite kind of clear, but the reasons why he does the things he does. That to me was kind of a small look of hope. That's what I gave, like, there's hope for the kid.
Yeah.
That's what I got out of it. It's like, because all this craziness, and he sees all the players and he knows everybody's role in the game and everything.
Saul.
Like that. Saul does,
right.
Yeah. But I think what he saw in this guy is like, maybe this guy has a shot.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody else does,
right.
But I think this kid does. That's what I. That's
right.
What I took away
I agree.
From that.
So I thought it was kind of cool.
And then we move on to.
Oh,
we
get this nice moment here with Sky.
Sky
that
just
was like
can't
the
get
moment
rid of the money.
Like
the
balls.
Money just ends up, just ends up under the house with all the cobwebs
but
buried.
I love.
And don't and remember, guys, season one when Walt found termites under there. Remember, and he replaced all the floorboards.
Oh, that's right.
Remember all
that's
the.
That's right. I forgot about.
Very
that.
Interesting.
Here's what you're talking
way,
about
guys,
the dinner table. Yeah,
we've been getting a lot of calls, and I figured I would ask if you guys wouldn't mind taking a call right now.
Here, bring him in.
Some calls.
Absolutely.
5-7.
Sam from New Mexico again.
Hi, Sam.
Oh, Sam, what's up, baby?
Nothing. A great episode tonight.
Yeah. What was your favorite part? What'd you like most?
There's so many, but I think that end scene, that flashback.
Yeah. Amazing,
right?
Wasn't it? We haven't even started talking about it.
We were
get
just
into it now.
About to get into it. It's so ironic and interesting to see Gus in the same position that Walt's in.
That's what
in
I
that
mean.
Position of weakness, in that position of fear.
What do I need you for?
It's
crazy.
Does anyone remember when Walt, one of the first meetings between Walt and Gustav, please, you and I are a lot alike.
Yeah,
he said
and
to.
Do you remember
didn't he
that,
say
Sam?
We're not or something?
Oh, he said to Gus, and yes, Gus said we're not. But you see now by seeing this parallel how much alike they really are.
So Sam, do you remember that?
Oh yeah.
Okay. And the other thing I wanted to ask you, Sam, did you notice that also the other parallel with when I can't remember his partner's name, but they were speaking like Walt and Jesse. Yeah. I need my partner.
Right?
Did you notice? I mean, were you paying attention to those parallels? Or did they ring a bell at all for you, Sam?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I was wondering, I don't know if this came up yet or not, but do you think that Gus and his partner Max are more than just, you know, partners? You know what I mean?
Oh, do you think that they were
Gus and Max?
In a relationship?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Why? You'd say that because he cried so much?
Yeah, I mean, of course, you know, if that was just your partner, your friend, of course, you'd probably react that way. But
yeah.
I don't know. I just felt the subtext. I don't know if it's there or not. But
I don't know. I didn't get that. But anybody else grab that?
It's interesting.
No, but it's interesting. I mean, when... If Jesse got killed in front of Walt, would Walt cry?
I don't know.
I think he'd freak out.
Yeah, I think he'd cry.
So then, yeah. You know.
I mean, look at how they reacted to Victor, and they didn't really know him. And
right.
But I would imagine if somebody knew...
Walt would react. I'm sure he would. The difference between Gustav and Walt is, you know, Walt's got cancer, and we all know I at least know from my experience with it's an emotional disease.
Yeah.
And it just, it messes with your head too, you know, so you can't underestimate that.
Yeah.
So I think he'd be upset, but, you know, we'd have to go back to chemistry teaching.
Hey, wasn't it nice seeing Hector, by the way, Sam? Did you like seeing Hector in a different role than we used to see him?
Oh, no. Man.
Well, what a great actor, huh?
He's a famous actor.
It was brutal. Yeah, it was brutal, man.
Do you remember him? You know, you guys, we did see him before when he was, babysitting the twins when they were kids, remember?
Yeah, we did see it. We see him briefly.
And we got to see him.
That was horrible.
Yeah.
Man, and you know the thing about that flashback, you know, I love when they do the flashbacks here because they take their time. Usually you'd have a flashback and you'd only get 10, 30 seconds of it or something.
I don't know when Maria will officially, like, sound the gun for us to talk about that scene in depth, maybe after the commercial break, but... I just felt like it was a prequel. Like, I was completely fascinated with that world.
Yeah.
That's how great Vince Gilligan is. I was completely fascinated with that world, the character at the head of the table. I wanted to know them, their dichotomy. I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm ready for, like, the next series.
And let me ask you, Sam, were you lulled into this false sense of security? Did you think the guy was going to get shot right then?
I didn't.
No. That's what I love about the show. Completely expected. And the way they shot that scene, though, was,
right.
I thought, really, with a lot of reality, because, you know, you don't hear anything, he reacts right away,
right.
And then it just comes to, I don't know, the way they shot it was just really good.
Yeah, really effective, because, I mean, you knew something, I mean, they're doing this nice job of just rolling it out really easy, mm-hmm. They're so polite to each other.
It seemed like it was all going to work out.
Yeah, it's like, and then he starts asking the interrogation questions, like, why do I need you, and I'm like, uh-oh.
Uh-huh.
Where are we going now? And then bam.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah.
And then you end up shooting the cook.
Yeah. Which is that was a bizarre thing.
Right.
Because he said,
I know who you are.
I know you are from Chile. So,
so
which
now
we
we're
going to
find
yet.
Out
yeah.
Yeah. What Hank's been looking for.
Yeah. So what's your guess on Sam? What's your guess on who he is? Where's he come from? Well, who Gus is? Who's he connected to?
I have no idea. But that's what I love about this show. Yeah. I have no idea.
Oh, we're looking forward to the next one, for sure.
Yeah, so another thumbs up from you, Sam.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I was wondering if you guys thought that maybe Walt's cancer has come back.
Well, he said it's in remission. You think he was lying about that?
That's a great point, because I thought that when he didn't answer in the scene right away, he gave pause.
Uh-huh.
And by the way, you guys, it's been, and I might be wrong, 8 episodes without really touching on the cancer. Which was brilliant. You know, I thought this was going to be bad writing where sometimes shows are like, yeah, let's push the cancer to the... Let's make it a smaller subplot now. We're really cooking along. No, this is why
the show's so
amazing.
So you think he was lying then, Sam?
Well, he's speculating.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, maybe because when he came back, when they showed him putting on his outfit after he had that scene with that other guy. I don't know, he just kind of looked kind of contemplative and just kind of, I don't know.
Like. Well, here's the thing, if the cancer is back and it's not in remission, that really anchors up his timeline.
Because
he's got nothing to lose. What the hell? I'm going for it all.
That's when it's
going to
get good, because that's exactly what's going to happen.
I'm
going to
die anyway. Might as well die out in a blaze of glory.
Right.
That's actually good.
Yeah. He kind of brought that up to Jesse, but saying that, because if Hank was investigating Gus, we had to put the timeline, but maybe there's subtext to that and that, you know, he doesn't have that much time left, maybe.
Good point. I totally forgot to make
Sam,
a note of that.
I'm sure you're like us and the fact you're having a hard time watching this because you're switching back and forth to the Labor Day telethon.
Oh my God, Kevin's obsessed with the telethon. He's like so excited. He TiVo'd it. He's going to go home and watch it.
It's rough. We've had Jerry for 46 years now, 45 years.
Yeah.
I
don't know.
All right. Oh, well, really, Phil?
Oh my God, what? Kevin got shut down.
You guys, Mike got shut down.
Really?
Oh, goodness gracious.
All right. Sam, thank you for calling in. Yeah,
thanks, Sam. Hey, call us next week.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, call us again sometime, Sam. Appreciate to hear from you.
No problem. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
All
right. Anybody else there?
Should we go to commercial and come back and talk about our final scene? Or
if
what?
Anyone's left on the line, if they hung on that long, then we'll go to them. If not, we'll go to commercial.
Let's go to commercial and then see if we take some callers.
Okay. Great. All right. All right, we'll be right back.
Want to find out what the AfterBuzz is about?
Janice is a drama queen.
This is the divide that is going to carry the series.
Give us a call. 424-256-1729. 256-1729.
It's television, and they want it to be as dramatic as possible.
I mean, it's Shakespearean.
You never know what goes on behind closed doors.
Find out why AfterBuzz TV is the number one source for after-show content.
Now, in the eyes of Jimmy, Nucky is a villain.
424-256-1729. 424-256-1729.
I mean, who would you guys rather hear that from? Your husband or your best friend?
The wig
will come out.
When the TV show is over, get your AfterBuzz on.
All right.
We are back. As we were sitting in break, we stumbled upon yet another intense scene that
exactly.
we totally forgot to talk about, which was Gus seeing Walt, or Walt seeing Gus, who Mike said he would never see him again.
And they made a point of that, putting that in the previous, previously on Breaking Bad. You're never going to see Gus again. And then we finally get the scene.
I almost had a heart attack.
Yeah.
That's why I love the show. Literally, my heart stops so many times during an episode. Yeah. That can't be healthy.
And I thought it was just bizarre to me that he was so nervous to go in there. Like, what, did you think he was going to get killed right then? I mean,
how would you not be scared? You're going to see this guy who like guts people and like.
Well, that's true.
But no problem. Doing
I would have in my mind. I'm thinking, okay, if that happened to me and he gave me the thing, I'd have just put it on the car and told Gus later. Hey, by the way.
Yeah.
My brother-in-law is on to you, and I put this GPS tracker on because I would have just said it.
I would have thought it was obvious that he was with the brother-in-law. Mike saw the brother-in-law.
Right.
He's going over to do this. Obviously, Mike knows that Walt would never just do that. He knows there are cameras everywhere to catch this.
Yeah,
I was surprised that he walked into the store. And even more surprised to see Gus there.
Yeah.
And he's like, do it.
It was a smart move, though. If you were Walt, it was a smart play.
Yeah.
To go into the store, definitely. And put your cards on the table because you really
screwed. Yeah, I mean, the other thing I was thinking is all he had to do is, as he was coming out, he just has to show the thing to Mike. Mike knows what those things are. It's not like, then he's telling him, he's telegraphing what's going on. Because, I was just thinking, he just comes out, holds it above the hood, or the, roof car, and then that was it. So it was just kind of an odd thing, and then he had to go into the store, and then he came out with some weird reason. Oh, I just wanted to check it was secure. Those things, it just felt like he was just so out of his element there, and I didn't understand.
How crazy that Gus took it off. I was surprised that he actually touched it, took it off, and put it on the wall there.
But he's a smart guy.
He didn't want them to know he was going to the hospital and who he was visiting.
That's right.
Yeah, so he put it there, and then when he came back and parked, he'd probably put it back on his car because the GPS can't tell that much difference between.
That's a good point.
Where he was, so that's why he did that.
Great.
So smart.
So, can we talk
go
about
for
this?
The final
let's
scene.
Talk. Well, jump in.
Oh well, as I was saying before the break, I John and I were in an extensive 2 weeks of color correction on Serial Buddies, first serial killer buddy film of all time.
There you go.
Very exciting. Should be out in 2012 or 13 or 14. anyway, but it was funny, John. Did you notice what they did in color correction?
Oh, yeah.
They added like this yellow to it to give us a sense that this was another time.
It
that
was
this
like
was
Blow.
Older.
Remember the movie Blow? Like that's what it reminds me of.
Well, it reminded me of Traffic.
Traffic. Maybe it was Traffic.
And oddly enough, Stephen Bauer starred in that, who was the head honcho here. So I thought it was kind of like a little homage.
I actually got them confused. You're right. It was Traffic.
Almost like a sepia. It was enough to make it say that, it was 20 years ago, however long it was.
So it was great. They brought us
that
right back.
That tone always just says drugs.
And, you know, it was interesting because we opened the movie with him visiting Hector. And so is this two separate visits to Hector?
Yeah. Okay. I think so, yeah.
So let's talk about the first visit. He says to him, he's trying to explain himself, Gustav is, to Hector. He says, at the end of the day, it was blood for blood.
Right. This is what you get for blood for blood.
And so what was he saying to him in that moment? He was
I think he's saying, look, you remember what happened when we went blood for blood? This is what happens.
Yeah,
when
it doesn't work for anybody.
So exactly. So, and he's really trying to be the businessman. Let's not do blood for blood. We can make money out of this.
We can make an arrangement.
If you go blood for blood, everybody's going to get hurt. Mm-hmm. Everybody's going to lose. And it happened before. And it'll. And I think he's saying, look, if the cartel wants to go that route, we can. But
look at what happens.
It's going to get bloody, and we're all going to get hurt. That's what I think he was saying.
And then at the end, he basically was left with no choice.
So then we go, we have this sit down, and before we get to the end, I wanted to ask you guys what you thought of Hector peeing in the boss's pool.
Yeah, that was just
weird.
Yeah.
No, we don't believe in weird. I hate that word.
No,
come on. That means you don't understand what is that all about.
Or you know, saying, the boss is here, but I run this joint too because he can pee in his boss's pool.
I just thought of that. No, I think it was probably because you know how he turned around. He's like, you guys aren't going to tell him, are you? Mm-hmm. It was to see if he could trust those guys and if they would all keep their mouths shut. Because everybody wants to test people. Everybody wants to know what they're dealing with. So something like that, that's a big deal. If they had told the boss would probably kill him. Just to kill him. Right?
Who would he kill? The boss would kill
Hector for peeing in his pool.
Okay,
right. I'm sure he's not like a loving and merciful God. You know.
Well, but Hector is this guy's Mike.
Right.
So I think
it
just
was a
like
test for all
Mike
those guys.
Doesn't really do. But who's he testing? Because he doesn't care about these guys.
I don't think it's. I think.
But some of those are.
But he knows he's going to shoot the guy before the meeting happens.
Right. There's something.
Does he?
Well, sure, because the guy gave him the. I mean, he wouldn't have been able to shoot him without the.
He gave him the signal. He said, "Go get them drinks."
Oh,
remember, he said
the boss.
The boss will tell him if they can drink, and I took it more as the boss was going to feel the situation out
and decide whether
and
make
and for
decision.
Friends you can drink.
And if he said right, and if that's the signal, go get drinks. It's like it's blow the head off of the cook.
I didn't think of that, but that's crazy.
I mean, I think what. By seeing
what did
Hector,
you take away from the peeing
just
in the pool?
Peeing the pools is a lot of what you're saying, John. It's his, he's pissing for territory. He's much more than a lackey.
Yeah.
And then as who knows how it all ends up playing out, who knows if he took down this cartel, who knows?
I know, yeah.
I mean, he's very formidable in his own right. So
he's probably the boss and the other guy's gone.
Very well could be.
Because he didn't feel like Mike. Mike, you can tell, is a support position. This guy had a little more gusto, and again, to pee in someone's pool, who's his boss, obviously, maybe there's a little more to it, and maybe the boss, the head of the table's gone
now.
And
what we don't know, and this is what I post to you guys, did his boss tell him, look, I want these guys off their game, pee in the pool? I mean, who knows? The boss could have said it, because, you know, that's
you never
in the
know.
Pool, you get
never
him
know.
Right off their game.
I just thought it was very interesting, so.
But for Gus to go to Hector, to basically get his approval or tell him to call the guys off or something, that means he took over at some point.
Yeah, at some point, that's what I would be. Either that or
he's the liaison. He's here. He's in the country.
Conciliary.
The other guy's, you know, whatever, in his palace somewhere in Mexico or his like mansion. You know,
he obviously
don't know.
Still has pull with the cartel.
He does. So,
but now there's pee and blood in his pool.
Yes. Well,
that's returned to green.
I love seeing Gustav being more vulnerable.
Yeah, that was nice.
I like seeing him young. I like seeing him be in the Walt position.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
He's really trying to better.
Well, both of them.
Which is one reason why I think he knows how to play Walt.
Yes.
As he knows what it was like to be in that position.
But think about it. Like, Walt had to become Heisenberg, right?
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And so Gus had to become Gustav.
Exactly.
And him crying, I think, Sam from New Mexico might be onto something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe that was his partner.
Maybe Gus has a crush on Jesse.
I know. You see, Marie. Paid, no.
Paid for him to go to school.
Phil, shut that mic off.
So he paid
for. You can't
do
that on the show,
Marie.
No. Smart people listen to the show.
I sign your paycheck.
So Gus paid for Max to go to school and get his degrees.
Wait, Gus paid for who?
Allegedly, he got paid. Put Max through school.
The guy that got shot.
Oh, yeah.
He put him through school. Yeah. You know, he you know, he's blubbering like a baby.
Yeah.
When he sees him, so you don't know. It could be.
But is he blubbering because he sees his own death before
him? Very well could be. That, I just
or
think
it could have been just that. That's the, you know, because they both looked really, you know, not that you wouldn't be nervous in that situation, but it was almost like this is the first foray into this world.
Absolutely was.
And that was just.
I give credit to our AfterBuzz listeners. That was really brilliant. Very well could be, because I didn't see that, and I'm thinking, you know what, could be. So I'm dying to hear what you guys think of, you know, when we do get to the last conversation with Hector.
Right.
Okay. And so we come back to the present.
Is it time?
Is that what he said?
That's what he said to him. Is it time? Is today the day?
Oh, is today the day? Meaning what? The anniversary of that day?
I don't know if it's... for me, I'm going, is today the day? What does that mean? But I thought it was, is today the day I get retribution on you?
Wait,
is this the day you're going to die? Is this the day I kill you for killing Max?
Oh, I love
Wait,
that.
Wait, can you rewind? What are we talking
okay,
about?
Okay, so then the second time that Gus visits Hector in the hospital,
yeah.
One of the questions he asks him is, this it? Is today the day?
Yes.
And we don't know what he's talking about. It's very cryptic. We don't know exactly what... my take on that was, after I saw what happened, my thing was, is this the day I kill you for killing Max? So he's been carrying that over his head for, I don't know, ever since Hector's been in this situation, been the way he is. Because he can't defend himself anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically he went in there and toyed with him and said, I could just kill you right now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then he says, control. Maybe tomorrow.
And that's,
or not this time,
maybe
or whatever.
Maybe today is today the day you give in.
Or, I don't know.
Oh, it's, you know that you just die. I think you're right, John, because he's like, and tears flowing down. Yeah, he's just torturing. So
not
just
tears, torturing. He was drooling, salivating angrily.
So he just, that was it. It wasn't like, ha-ha, I got your back. It was nothing. He wasn't referring to anything else. He just went in to say to him, is this the day?
I think so. I mean, because that
right,
sounds
John.
Like somebody. Look, instead of killing you, which is short and easy, I want you to feel this pain forever, as long as I can draw it out on you.
Right.
Because of what you did, every day knowing that you can, I can kill you.
Which I hate to say, man, speaks to Sam from New Mexico's point.
Yeah.
Maybe this was.
That's a good point.
A lot, you know, because you would carry that for a lover. You would be like, you took away.
But they also, you know, said a lot about them being brothers. Let's say just for a second that they weren't lovers, but they were just brothers.
Brothers,
which
really,
is,
right? Los Hermanos.
But not
that's
of birth,
right.
but by choice. Sometimes that
that's
kind of
right.
brother.
Oh, hey, we know
that's
how that
a far
is.
Deeper relationship.
Well, also we know all about that, but also haven't we known some gay friends of ours who, in public, would say that they're brothers? So
okay,
as not to reveal the fact that they were gay.
Right.
Okay.
I know, it's great. It's a great point. I found myself when Sam gets shot.
Right.
I'm on a personal note, I found myself rooting
you
for Chicken Man.
You mean Max got shot?
Max, I'm sorry.
Right, yeah.
I found my. I'm confusing Sam.
We don't want to get Sam to get shot.
I'm just rooting for action.
No. I was now rooting for the Chicken Man.
Oh,
not against Walt.
But here's the thing.
Because you saw him vulnerable and you had sympathy for a moment.
Not only was he vulnerable, but he went out there, and as bizarre as this is, he presented himself. You know, he said, "Look, I'm not trying to insult you, but we could." And he's doing, saying all the right things. He's trying to just trying to do the right thing, but yeah, granted it's drug business, but he's trying to do something honorable.
And I gotta hear my cross man. I don't like Hector.
You don't like Hector?
No,
not now.
Hector's evil.
No, but he's been evil from the beginning. So it's like I was like, oh wow,
but
I'm
Gus
rooting.
Is the Chicken Man. But he gives people good chicken.
But I haven't been rooting. No, but this season I've been rooting. I always
rooting
root
for Walt.
Ultimately root for Walt, and
yeah,
I always
exactly.
will.
But
Walt's
now you're
the
gonna,
man.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of like, oh no, I don't want to say goodbye to the Chicken Man.
No.
I want
Chicken Man around.
And the other thing, it's interesting that you have sympathy now for Chicken Man, but look what he's had to endure and come out of. I mean, he could easily have been dead right then.
Exactly.
And to still go into the drug business and kick their butt to the point where now they're going, hey, what's going on here?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. After that, to say, okay, actually, no, I'm not going to follow your advice and get out of it and just stick to chicken. I'm going to go to drugs and I'm going to kick your ass.
Yeah. Oh, and he built his lab, didn't he?
Yeah.
Amazing. You guys ready to go to news?
I was just going to call it.
Absolutely.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right.
What do we got?
Can you guys hear me?
Barely. We got to turn that volume up first.
Let's try this one. Can you guys hear me?
That's a little better. Yeah. Thank
you. Sorry, I was trying on a different mic so I could actually. But Peter Gold, who is a writer for the show, he is joining James Gandolfini.
Gandolfini.
There you go. On a new show called Dead Place on HBO. It's based off a book.
Okay.
Well, that'll be nice to marry the writers from AMC with Gandolfini and with the producers of HBO. Generally, always turns out good stuff.
It's good to see. Yeah, we wanted James back in the
nice. Do they Phil? Do they say what the premise is?
No, they did not. But I'll look into the book.
Great.
I'll be back with that next week. Okay. Ben Affleck is shooting a new movie called Argo, and our boy Bryan Cranston is in it.
Another movie?
Yeah, he's just showing up in all the movies.
He's in everything.
No, it's his time. You know, it's his time.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to see him win another Emmy at the Emmys.
No, he's not eligible.
He will not. He's not?
He's not nominated because they didn't start their series until after the thing.
That's right.
Everyone else gets a chance now.
Yeah,
finally, right?
Lucky for everybody else.
I mean, this is probably his best work even this year.
Yeah, I know. It seems to get better.
He's so amazing.
And that is your AfterBuzz TV news and gossip for the week of September 4th, 2011.
Little Thank week, you, Phil. Little week, but that's okay.
I'm not the reporter.
Oh! Whoa! Low blow.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, all right.
Let's move into
predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
John, let's start with
you. Okay, well, going off of what we were just talking about, we're going to find out what happened or what he meant by is today the day. Because just like we started, we didn't know when they first had that cartel meeting. We didn't know what it was about. We started to get inklings of that every series. I think next week we're going to find out a little bit more about what the heck that is. Now, I have no idea what it is,
right.
But I already said what I thought it was, but I think that's what we're going to find out. And that's all I got at the moment. I'll come out with something else in just a sec.
For me, I maintain that Walter White will win, but I'm wondering now, learning more about Gustav, they may not want to get rid of him for season 5.
No.
Some of these series, if you notice, The Sopranos and Weeds, and, they generally have like one antagonist per generally about one per season, sometimes one every two seasons.
And they usually kill them at the end
They vanquish
season.
Them. And if it's a kill them or beat them, whatever it is, and they're over them, and then like a new one gets introduced.
Right, yeah.
And it's typically how it goes. And I thought for sure that Gustav was going to get defeated this season, and then next season would be all about Walt against the cartel. Now I'm not so sure because we have now learned more about Gustav. We're empathizing with him more. He's an amazing actor, a fantastic character, and maybe he will...
I'm sorry.
Maybe we'll see him for another season.
What if Walt and Gus
partner up against the cartels? Maybe. And maybe
that'd be cool.
The only thing is the chemistry that makes the show so great is that you're on pins and needles for Walt against Gus.
Yeah.
And if they partner up together, somehow you have to have us have that same feeling for the cartel. And we don't know the cartel.
We're not. They're gonna. But look how they're introducing.
But
them,
they'll introduce. The one guy that drove up.
Yeah,
last
that
week.
Guy. Yeah. Was,
maybe, we need a real maybe, new enemy.
But they'll.
To, like,
but
hate.
They could. They could develop him.
Yeah.
So. I know Walt will win, but in this ironic way where, he's going to have cancer, but he'll win. But at the same
he'll
time,
win.
I do not know now. I thought for sure he was going to defeat Gus and even Mike, because I knew when they I thought when they showed Mike's granddaughter, I was like, damn, that's his weakness, and Walt will go after it. I think instead Vince Gilligan was just showing us that he's human too.
Yeah.
That's all he was showing. He wasn't really showing that he had a vulnerable side. It was just he was showing he was human
too. I still maintain that Walt, he'll win in some small measure, but he'll die a fiery death. And I think that...
you mean like guns blazing?
Something,
think it's just cancer? No?
I think that'll
like
be the reason...
Scarface death?
I think that'll be the reason why it ramps up his trajectory, because I'm going to die anyway, so I'm gonna be the Heisenberg I always wanted to be. But the reason I think
they'll avoid that, John, is because that's what you'll expect.
See, and I think
I think what they'll show is, I'm sorry to jump in. I'm sorry, but that's the only motivation they'll expect. But what he will do out of it will be the things we won't expect, and that's why I think it'll still be successful.
But I think that we'll find out that his cancer is back,
mm-hmm.
and he will use that as motivation to amp everything up. But what's going to happen is he's going to have all this, like, I got nothing to lose kind of vibe and feeling. But what he's going to die at the hands at the end of all this will be his cancer.
Oh, but I would love it if he uses the cancer to become this thing that he wants.
I think he
and
will.
He wins.
But then
he totally
goes, then it goes into remission. Then he has the real choice. Okay, do I keep following this path or do I get out of it?
Yeah, because here's the thing. When you have nothing to lose, it's like when you're negotiating a deal, right?
Yeah.
You have to be willing to walk away to get everything you want. So if you have nothing to lose,
what do you know about that, Maria?
Come on, where are you
coming from? And when you go at things fearlessly, right?
What are you talking about?
That's when you win.
Yes.
So he'll probably win so big, but at the same time, he'll probably be losing so big
because he's
going to
lose his wife, he's
going to
lose his family, he's going to lose all
that. He's going to lose his soul. I mean, so it's going to be an ironic ending.
Yeah.
Either way, you guys, the telephone.
Hold on. Let me finish. I didn't finish my prediction.
As great as you guys are, Steve the Steamer is here for the knockout prediction.
Right? Oh, go, Steve.
Well, hold on.
Well, wait, Maria.
Steve,
he should do it. And then
let me finish my prediction.
But wait, you're the host. The host finishes the prediction. So let's hear from Steamer, and then you have yours.
Hello, Steamer.
Steamer. Hey, how are ya?
All right. I just want to touch on John's point when he's talking about Gus and Hector.
Yeah.
You guys didn't mention like the scene that he showed beforehand, like the flashback when the twins got shot.
Yeah.
Like Gus went to deliver the news to Hector himself to sit him down and say, this is what happened.
Yeah. Right.
It seemed like he just taking like digs at him. Like he has like Hector's life in his hands.
Right.
Yeah. He knows it. Hector knows it.
Yeah. So you think he was just toying them with him at the end as well, right?
Totally.
Like, yeah.
Hector knows that Gus is eventually going to just kill him for what he did to his partner.
Right. Exactly.
And to me, that's like more of a torture than just to kill him right now.
Yeah. There you go.
The thought that eventually it's going to happen.
Yeah. It is torture.
Interesting.
Just do it already.
Can I interject with something I just realized? So I think we need to watch this episode twice because I watched some of the other episodes from the season twice on the flight and started to see things that I had missed. So just now when Hector's peeing in the pool, he goes, they're not going to say anything. They like what they see. Back to Sam's point.
Oh, my goodness.
Gay.
The gay lords.
See?
Wow.
Gay.
Gay.
Rude.
Wow.
All right. Well, thank you, Steve.
Steve, you love this show, right?
Steve.
It's all right. I don't know if I love it.
It's all right, Steve!
Well, okay. Well, what show do you love then? So we can gauge that.
Survivor, right? He's a Survivor guy.
You're a Survivor guy, Steve?
Yeah, I like Survivor, but in terms of like drama, like The Wire is like the best show ever.
The Wire, you like The Wire.
It's better than what I thought it would be, so I give it a lot of credit.
Okay, right.
All
on.
Right,
he likes
guys.
The Wire.
Thank
what, you
want to
do your prediction real quick?
Your prediction.
No, it's fine. It's over.
No, come on.
Don't leave me hanging.
No.
Please, I want to know.
I don't remember it now because I was rudely interrupted.
Oh, because I stuck to the format of the show.
No, Steamer. Okay,
no.
If we rewind the tape, you'll hear that Kevin Hart starts talking about a telethon.
Can you stop talking for 1 second, Steamer? Please, your thoughts on the Jerry Lewis telethon. I have to hear because you know he's gonna have a great take.
I didn't get to watch at all. So.
Well, it's on right now.
It's
so
on. No. You can just hang up the phone. Get right to me.
All right, guys. Thanks to us fans for watching Breaking Bad. You have made Breaking Bad the number one show on iTunes for AfterBuzz TV. Maria, any last words, as you are the only one with the mic?
Yes! Thank you, Phil. Thank you. I've been silenced by my colleagues here. I made my predictions. I think that, you know, we're going to find out he has cancer. I think that Hank is going to continue on, you know, breaking the case and finding out more and more. And, you know, Walt is just going to be having a heart attack because Hank's life is in his hands. So now does he tell him or does he not? And that's going to be the battle in the next episode. So that's all for me. Goodbye, everyone. Good night. Good luck. We'll see you at Breaking Bad next Sunday night.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.